Hear ye, hear ye. The King's Court is back in session at our throne room in Las Vegas. I'm Dr. Kavarga, and with me as usual is Sir William. Say hello, Sir William.
What's up, everyone?
We just got some breaking sports news right now. Case Keenum is going to sign with the Denver. Case Keenum is going to sign with the Denver Broncos. Just announced about 5-10 minutes ago.
Really?
Yep. This is literally breaking sports news in the last half an hour.
So who's the Vikings going to have as their quarterback?
I have no idea.
Kirk Cousins?
That's what they might be. They're trying to get Drew Brees, too.
They ain't getting Drew Brees.
I know. That's the same thing. They're going to get the...
Now, Kirk Cousins. I say they might get Kirk Cousins.
Oh, I know who they're going to get. Mark Sanchez.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Well, don't they already have a...
Sam Bradford?
Bradford and Bridgewater?
Yeah, but I think they're free agents, too. who do they got now?
Nobody
now. I mean, they're going to end up with like the fourth string guy on the Browns or so at this rate.
Oh, another breaking news as well. Broken earlier today was the Browns acquired Tyrod Taylor from the Bills.
Oh, that was from a few days ago. But yeah, the Browns are looking legit right now. That's from Sunday.
And
they got Jarvis Landry.
They got Jarvis Landry as well.
Right, it's going to be...
I wonder who they're going to take. I wonder if they're going to take Saquon Barkley.
No, they are. I guarantee you, that's the best player in the draft. They're going to get him in that. So then they'll have him plus those guys. And they still have the fourth pick in the draft, too. So they got pick 1 and 4. It's over. The Browns are winning games this year. It's over.
This is the era of... mediocrity, not even mediocrity, because they've never been mediocre to begin with. The era of just getting your ass kicked every fucking season is no longer.
Yeah, the era of the cellar is over. They've escaped from the cellar like those like them kids in that movie, People Under the Stairs. You know what I mean?
Oh, shit.
That's what it is. It's People Under the Stairs. That's what the Browns are. I mean,
right?
I feel bad for them Cleveland fans. Oh, my goodness.
The Cleveland Brown fans, Jesus. I mean, but then again, it's Cleveland, the Cleveland Browns, dude. They might just fuck it up like they do every fucking year.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
They had chances to get Goff. They had chances to get Wentz. They had chances to get Deshaun Watson. They had chances. They just fucking didn't do it. They'd rather get Cody Kessler.
Scrub players,
or Deshaun Kaiser, which he wasn't bad. Deshaun Kaiser.
Yeah, that was their one good pick. And then they traded him in one of their trades. I think he went to the Packers. I think
Kaiser?
Somewhere like that. They traded him.
Really? I didn't know that.
I think he's on the Packers. I think. I mean, look.
Damn.
Yeah. They did a lot of moves. The Browns did more trades in 24 hours than they did all last season. And they brought
What's funny is that, is it going to be Broncos season again? I mean, Keenum is not a bad quarterback.
I don't think so. I think the Broncos are winning about 7 or 8 games. Even with him, yeah.
I mean, Keenum is not a bad quarterback.
And that's true. Yeah, he's on the Green Bay Packers now. Deshaun Kaiser.
Kaiser?
Yeah, the Browns traded him to the Packers for Demarius Randall, and both teams switched fourth and fifth round picks.
Oh, okay. Who the fuck is Demarius Randall? I think I've heard of that.
But yeah, they got him at cornerback.
Oh, okay.
I mean, the Browns are legit.
They traded him.
They got Tyrod Taylor. They gave up a third round pick in 2018. Then they got Jarvis Landry. Then they got nose tackle.
They still got Gordon.
They traded nose tackle Danny Shelton to the Patriots. Because, of course, Bill Belichick has a new nose tackle.
Fucking evil empire.
They give that was their one bad trade. They give Bill Belichick more weapons.
Right? You don't give Bill Belichick any fucking weapons, man.
Of course, but what's funny is that's the team he deals with the most is the Browns in the trade market. I've noticed that he trades with the Browns often.
He does. He sure does because he knows that he can get away with swindling the Browns. Yeah, the Browns organization was so shitty.
And he used to coach there, too, so of course he knows how bad they are.
Right, I'm just going to take away the shit that they don't know that they need, but then they need it, but then later they figured out that we shouldn't have traded. Relief for the Browns, I guess. Let's see, maybe they'll win one game next year. I mean, if they win one game, that's better than last year.
Oh, dude, they got Tyrod Taylor and Jarvis Landry. They're going to win at least 5 games. Just from those two guys alone.
And if they don't fucking botch this fucking draft pick, they can easily get Saquon Barkley and then draft another quarterback.
Yep.
One of these up-and-comers, if Tyrod doesn't work.
And the only thing that they lost for Landry was a 4th round pick this year and a 7th round pick next year.
Wow. That's awfully fucking cheap for that guy, dude.
And they got
it's not like he's a bad wide receiver.
Yeah, and then they traded a 3rd round pick for Tyrod Taylor.
Damn. These are the guys that see the thing by that lets me know that these guys, their teams wanted them out of there.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, they're probably going to draft Saquon Barkley, and now they got Josh Gordon paired with Jarvis Landry. And they still got Corey Clement.
And Saquon Barkley?
And they still got Corey Clement on the roster, too. So that means they got 3 good wide receivers. Plus, they're going to draft Barkley.
Right, because the two dudes, well, Josh Gordon and Corey Clement, they came out of Baylor, right?
Yeah.
I think they came out of Baylor, those two guys.
Barkley's from Penn State.
Yeah, Penn State, I know that, but I'm talking about the other wide receiver.
Josh Gordon?
No, not Josh. I know Josh Gordon came from Baylor, but the other dude.
Corey Clement?
Clement?
I'm Googling that
is
right now.
Is he from Baylor? Or
I have no
clue. I want to say Baylor.
Jarvis Landry's LSU.
Or I want to say...
that's the Eagles.
Western Michigan.
I meant Corey Coleman, sorry. Corey Coleman.
Clement, there you go.
Clement's the Eagles guy. Of course I'm thinking Eagles.
Yeah,
come on, man. It's the Eagles.
Right.
Oh, yeah, he was at Baylor.
Corey
Coleman was at Baylor.
Yeah, he was at Baylor. They actually played together, I think, for one season. That was when he was a senior. One of them was a senior, and the other one was like a freshman, I believe.
Yep. That's crazy. He was at 2013, 2014, and 2015 at Baylor.
Okay, so that makes sense then, yeah.
Oh, man,
they're going to have the Browns are looking like they could potentially do something, dude. If they get 5 wins, 6 wins, that's a good season for the Browns.
Oh, that's better than usual.
You know, I don't even think they had 6 wins in the last 5 seasons.
They haven't.
Wait, I don't want to go that far. Okay, maybe in the last 3 seasons, last season they lost all games, and the season before that they won 1 game.
Yeah.
So I want to say in the last 3 to 4 seasons they haven't even won no more than 6 games.
No, who you're talking about that was with Corey Coleman?
Josh Gordon, right?
Oh, I thought you meant Tyrod Taylor. He's Virginia Tech. And he was on the Ravens championship team. Oh, yeah.
The Ravens?
Oh, no, Josh Gordon graduated before Coleman by 2 years.
Oh, okay.
2 years before he got there, I mean. Oh yeah, then they came out.
I remember that time Baylor had like an explosive ass offense. They were scoring like 50, 60 points a game.
Yeah, that's when they had what's his face? RG3.
RG. Right.
Yeah, he had him and Josh
and Bryce
Gordon.
Petty.
Hmm. Oh yeah, then
Bryce Petty was also on that team too.
And then they also announced the NCAA tournament bracket too. March Madness is upon us.
I heard about that. I didn't get to see who was in it.
And it's going to be good. The top four seeds are Villanova, and then they got the Kansas,
Virginia.
No, Virginia. Xavier, and I was going to get that. Virginia is the overall number one seed.
Right.
Then they got
Xavier.
Yeah, Xavier. Yeah, that's one of the teams I called on our last or episode when we were talking about basketball. Like, that was one of the teams I thought was going to be legit.
Wow.
I'm surprised. I'm like, man, they got number one seed. I was like, ooh. Well, one of the teams I picked actually.
Wow, that's
thrown up there because I said Nova, Virginia, Xavier. I thought upset team would be Texas. Texas in there. Who are they playing? That was one of the ones. And then who's the other one? Oh yeah, Arkansas is going to be pretty good. Tennessee is going to be good. Although I'll say this much: the South bracket is a death zone. It's like the bracket of doom. I would not.
Really? I didn't even get to see it.
Let me go over who's in that bracket. Okay, I'm predicting that is going to be the bracket of doom. That's just going to bust up everybody's predictions. You know what I mean? It's
right. That's the group of death.
That's the group of death. You got Virginia, Kansas State, Kentucky, Arizona,
Ooh.
Miami,
Ooh.
Tennessee, UNR, Texas, Cincinnati. And Cincinnati's got one of the two best defenses in the country.
Man, and, that's going to be... I
didn't even throw in Creighton. Ooh.
Oh, fuck. Creighton, too?
Yeah.
Creighton's a good school from the Big East, too. Damn.
Oh, that's the... That's the bracket of
fuck,
death
right
there.
Dude, whoever makes it out of that fucking bracket alive most likely is going to win it.
I mean, in the first round, you get UNR against Texas. And that's another team I mentioned, Texas. Cincinnati, oh my goodness. They kept the other team to like 9 points in the second half in their last game. Like the entire second half. Let me look it up. They just destroyed them.
What's up with Reno getting in there and, like, what's going on with Vegas, man?
Well, our team choked in the conference tournament.
Yeah, which is shitty. I remember when we were growing up in high school and out of high school, we used to, like, Vegas used to be a good team. You know, they used to have a good team with Lon Kruger.
Yeah.
Soon as Lon Kruger leaves, fuck, we can't even get inside this fucking tournament.
I know. Oh, yeah, that was when they played Memphis. They held them to like 9 points in the second half.
Damn.
And then Tennessee's looking like
I can't root for UNR, bro.
No, I'm rooting for I'm rooting for Texas. That's one of my upset teams. And I was calling.
I root for UNR, it's Nevada.
And I'm glad they got a double digit seeding, so that'll make them more motivated. Hopefully they beat UNR. But however, if they beat UNR, they got to play Cincinnati next.
That fucking group is going to be crazy hard.
And then whoever survives that's going to survive either Tennessee or Miami. Ooh. Tennessee
then
or Miami.
Then
someone's going
to have to face Kentucky.
Oh, Kentucky's in that bracket, too. They make the finals.
Right, Kentucky.
Kentucky's in there with Virginia, Creighton, Kansas State, Arizona.
Arizona.
Buffalo's
Jesus
in there.
Christ.
Davidson, Creighton.
Dude, yeah, that's
gonna be
the bracket, right? The bracket
of doom. And the number one seed in the whole tournament in that group. They got them when they were
that group of death.
This is just their little side of it. Like that'll set up the bracket final. They got it. They got Creighton, Kansas State, Kentucky, Arizona. That's not even including the other side of it.
They're screwed.
And then on the other side, you got Miami, Tennessee, Nevada, Texas, and Cincinnati.
Damn.
That's just the South bracket. We haven't even gotten to the other ones yet.
The thing about that is that I could see Virginia losing to a Kentucky, dude. Maybe. You never know. Damn, that's going to be fucking hard.
You know who I'm thinking might be upset team? I think it's going to be whoever wins out of the Tennessee-Miami winner and Cincinnati. Because I think Cincinnati may win that bracket. Or Tennessee, one of the two.
Because that fucking... Virginia's going to have to face Kentucky, at least. One of them is going to have to face each other.
Oh, yeah.
One of the big guys, you know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, Kentucky even
Arizona.
Versus Virginia.
Even Arizona.
Arizona's got to face Kentucky if they win. Ooh. Oh, man.
That's nuts.
We haven't even gotten to the other brackets yet. There's still like three more. the bracket of doom right? is so loaded. Who do you think's going to win that bracket?
It could be a toss-up, dude. I can see Virginia getting upset, dude.
I can't.
Not
too.
By the first team they play, but later on, moving on. They're going to have to face either Arizona, a fucking Kentucky.
Yeah, it'll be Arizona.
Okay. You know, one of those two. No, and then you said Tennessee.
Yeah, I think it's going to end up being the final four in that group. I think it's going to be Tennessee, Cincinnati, Virginia, and I'm going to go with Kentucky. Those are going to be the final four in that group.
That could be a final four in itself.
In itself, yeah. That's what I'm saying. That's the bracket of doom. You know who I'm going to go
Jesus.
With?
Jesus.
For some reason, I'm thinking Tennessee or Cincinnati is going to win it. Whoever wins that game.
It's all about defense, dude.
That's what I'm saying. Those are the two best defensive teams in that bracket.
Because I have a feeling that Virginia could fuck up because they have that number one seed on their head, you know? They're the number one seed. Yeah.
And then
Everybody's gonna be playing you, even though it's a one game elimination. Everybody's gonna be playing them just that even extra harder because they're the number one overall seed.
Yep. And then I just found an article on here from 2 days ago about Cincinnati and Tennessee are two underrated teams that demand March respect. And it's from USA Today Sports. That's the title of it.
Wow. Ooh. Cincinnati and Tennessee.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, Cincinnati's the best defensive team in the country outside of Virginia. They rank second in points allowed for opponents, 57, and field goal percentage defense, 37%.
Damn. They got that lockdown D.
Yeah.
That's the lockdown D.
Yeah.
Jesus. Nobody's going on
them. Hey, Tennessee's got the defense and the scoring, though, too.
Hold on a second. I'm going to check out the shit for myself as well. Because I want to see who else was in it.
I'm going to go into the next bracket? Or who do you think's going to win that bracket?
Out of that one, I told you it could be a
All right, let's go to the
it
East.
It really could be a toss-up.
All right, we're going to go to the East bracket.
If Virginia can survive it, then I could see them winning that shit, you know?
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Tennessee. They got the offense to back up the defense. So they got on, like, both sides of the ball.
Damn it.
All right, let's go to the East bracket now. Here's who's in the East. Villanova. Virginia Tech. They're playing Alabama. Alabama looks like they're pretty hot right now. West Virginia. Wichita State. Florida. Possibly UCLA if they win first four. Texas Tech. Arkansas. Butler. And Purdue.
That's on the
East bracket.
East bracket. Villanova, Virginia Tech. Alabama beat fucking Auburn in the SEC championship.
Yep.
in the tournament championship.
I'm going with Nova on that one. No hesitation. I'm going Nova.
Which is Hall State looks good. Florida's always quiet good.
The only team I could see contending with them might be Arkansas or Alabama. And maybe
Purdue's getting in there. Butler's getting
Purdue's gonna get upset by the Arkansas Butler winner. I'm predicting that right now.
Whoever wins that I think that Arkansas Butler game can probably go down to like final shot.
I can see Arkansas winning that whole bottom half of the bracket and then losing to Nova in the Elite Eight.
That's nuts. Wichita State is in it too.
Yep.
They're low-key good. Yeah, I see Nova taking this bracket.
Yeah, see, we're much easier, huh? Much easier bracket to pick.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to...
That shit's easy. That one was easy peasy.
And speaking of easy, we're going to go to the Western bracket now, which features Xavier, Missouri, Florida State, Ohio State, San Diego State, Gonzaga, Houston, Michigan, we have Texas A&M, and North Carolina.
Holy shit. Hold on a second. You go Xavier. For sure is taking that.
Yeah, I think Xavier too. I think it's going to be Missouri.
Well, no, Missouri, Florida State, Ohio State, Gonzaga, Houston, San Diego, Michigan, Texas. Damn, dude, this could also be another fucking group of death.
This one I'm a little bit more confident in my pick.
6 good, I mean 6, maybe even 7 teams that can take it out of that.
You know who I'm going with?
I think Xavier will take it though.
I do too.
Maybe Gonzaga might
upset
even Michigan, see? Because Gonzaga and Michigan are my dark horses in that region. Even North Carolina.
I'm going with either North Carolina. I think it's going to be Xavier. But the other two teams I like are Gonzaga and North Carolina. I don't think anybody else can win that bracket.
That's so crazy. Michigan is in third seed. Hold on a second.
But yeah, that's... I'm sticking with Xavier. Xavier is my pick.
Hold on, I think my brother-in-law just rang the
bell. Okay.
But yeah, I can see... Yeah. I could see, Mike, leave the dog alone. I could see, North Carolina picking that, too.
Yeah, those are the only three teams I could see winning that. Only three.
That's going to be one hell of a bracket.
Yeah, I still think the other one's bracket of doom. This one's much more fleshed out.
They're both pretty fucking beastie-ass regions. There's at least, I just named 6 teams right there that are at least major colleges.
That's true. But that don't mean that.
Basketball-wise.
That don't mean
that. Xavier, Ohio State, Gonzaga, Michigan, Texas A&M, North Carolina. 6 right there.
Damn. I don't go by big name schools here lately. I've seen too many upset teams make the Final Four, like VCU, George Mason. I mean, who else made the Final? Butler, Wichita State. I mean, big name schools don't mean that much to me anymore. You're going by how the Final Fours have been lately, in recent years. A lot of small schools.
Maybe North Carolina gets out of there. Either between.
It's gonna be a one and two.
And like Xavier.
Yeah, it's gonna be a one versus a two in that one. I think those are the only.
But I also can see Michigan.
I can't see Michigan at all.
And then
I honestly cannot see Michigan.
I think they won their Big Ten tournament.
Let me look. I'm Googling that right now.
The easy side is definitely the Midwest. Damn. Kansas, Penn.
Yeah, we're going to go through the Midwest in that one, but are you sticking with your pick to win that one? Oh, Michigan beat Purdue by 9.
For the championship?
Yeah, that's why I said Purdue's kind of... I wasn't too impressed with Purdue.
My guess is going to be the winner. Xavier will make it.
Yeah, it's going to be Xavier. I'm 100% on that. North Carolina.
Xavier and Gonzaga will probably most likely face off.
North Carolina is the defending national champions. And Gonzaga was in the Final Four last year, too. Those are the only reason why I threw those two teams in there. But I think Xavier's got something to prove. It's their first number one seed ever.
But I can also see these three teams either winning it out of that section. Xavier.
Yep.
And then the winner between, if they make it to meet each other, Michigan and North Carolina, whoever wins out of that one, that's what I see the championship coming out of that section. So it would be like Xavier versus maybe North Carolina, dude.
The only three teams I could see winning are Gonzaga, UNC, and Xavier. I'm sticking with Xavier.
Yeah.
He got something to prove.
I'm going to go with North Carolina if they don't get upset by Michigan.
Yep.
And I'm going with North Carolina on that side.
All right. Then we get the Midwest bracket, which features Kansas. We got NC State.
Penn.
Clemson, Auburn, TCU, Michigan State, Rhode Island, Oklahoma, Duke.
That one doesn't seem as hard.
I know it doesn't either. And then whatever Hall is, Seton Hall. Sorry, that's the other one. It just said Hall on our movie. What the hell is all? Was that Scott Hall? That's what it made me think.
But look at these first four. Look at the first four. UCLA versus St. Bonaventure.
None of those teams are going to do nothing. Although I'll say this much. I'm predicting St. Bonaventure
UCLA?
Over. And quick one with the name recognition. St. Bonaventure is better than UCLA this year. I'm being straight up. And I'm also picking ASU over Syracuse. I'm going with that. And then I'm going to go with LIU. Who we talked about with in that rinky dink little conference that we were talking about. I think those are the champions.
Oh, yeah.
We gotta go LIU and then we'll do those predictions like LIU Brooklyn Blackbirds. The
I'm
NEC.
Go with Brooklyn, bro. I'm gonna go with Brooklyn. Brooklyn's gonna win that.
That's a team that went 18-16. We're talking about. Oh, we're talking about the Bryant Bulldogs who went 3-28. Sacred Heart, St. Francis, Brooklyn, St. Francis, Pennsylvania, Mount St. Mary's, Wagner, and we don't mean Rob Wagner, Robert Morris, Farley Dickinson, Central Connecticut, and Bryant.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, LIU.
Yeah, what an easy conference.
We'll do the first four predictions last, but let's go with this Midwest bracket. Who do you think's going to win that?
The Midwest?
Which I think is the weakest bracket of all. Any of those teams that we mentioned in that first bracket we discussed, the South bracket, could easily win this one. That's how loaded that one is.
The last two
have been easy.
Bracket sides. No, they were definitely harder than this one. I think the first one could be the hardest, but the second one is that tough as well. This side, I see Kansas, Duke coming out of there, Michigan State.
Oh, I've got an upset pick for you. I'm going Rhode Island.
And maybe Auburn.
I'm going Rhode Island, man.
Rhode Island?
Uh-huh. Number 7 seed. I'm going with them. Going by what I saw.
Yeah, they're not
bad. What I saw a few days ago. Their defense.
Oklahoma.
Oh, my goodness.
Oklahoma's whack, man.
Well, they lead the whole NCAA in turnover. And that's just their best player.
They only won 2 games since the beginning of the year.
Who?
They went 2-10 or something. Oklahoma only won 2 games since the beginning of the year. Since the turn of the year, they only won 2 games.
The only reason they got in is because they got that star player guy.
Right. That's it.
Oh, yeah.
I say the final 4 out of this area will be Kansas for sure.
Yeah.
It might be a tough one between either Clemson and Auburn, because they do think they're in the same region.
Yeah, they're conference foes. I think that's why they're gonna I think that's why they're gonna be one.
No.
What?
Because Auburn is SEC and Clemson's the ACC, I believe.
Oh yeah, that's right. Never mind. Same region though, South.
Yeah, same region. And then Michigan and then Duke facing off at the bottom portion.
Oh, I think Duke's gonna lose to Rhode Island. I'm calling it right now. They got that Grayson Allen.
Down to Rhode Island?
Yeah, oh yeah, I'm calling it right now. That's why Rhode Island's going to ride that momentum right to the Final Four. I'm calling it. I'm sticking with my guns on that one. I'm picking Rhode Island.
I wonder if you can probably play a prop bet and put that down. Put $10 down on Rhode Island making it to the Final Four.
I got some crazy Final Four picks. Oh my goodness.
I say Kansas wins this area.
Yeah, I get. Yeah, Kansas.
Or Michigan State. Or Michigan State. One of those two. Because I can see Duke losing as well. Well, I always like seeing Duke lose, so that's not a biggie. And then what? Then we have.
And then we got the first 4.
The first 4. The Villanova shit is the easiest one, though, to me. Right?
No, I meant that. I mean like that. Oh, you mean the easiest bracket?
Easiest area? Yeah, easiest bracket.
Yeah, I'd say so. I mean, the only teams we really got to worry about are Arkansas.
Wichita State. Because we know Wichita State shows up.
If they can get past that, they got to win. Maybe Florida.
West Virginia's not bad either, dude.
Yeah, West Virginia's not bad.
Oh, I forgot his
name. Although Virginia kind of steamrolled over him, though.
Mm-hmm.
And Villanova's at that level, too.
Villanova's definitely going to get out of there.
Yeah, we got some interesting Final Fours.
My winners of each region is in the West. I want to say North Carolina.
Okay.
In the Midwest, I'm going to go with Kansas, number one.
Okay.
Coming out of there. In the East, Villanova. I see them coming out of there.
Okay, yeah.
In the South. This one's a toughie. Fuck, I don't know.
I know. Let me see what I told you. That's the bracket of doom.
Fuck.
Make your choice.
I want to. I'm
making my next.
That Virginia could get through this, but I don't know.
I don't either. That's what I'm saying. I don't even know who's gonna win that. Davidson can win the whole thing. I mean, if Davidson beat Rhode Island, I'm picking Rhode Island and the other one.
Virginia, goddamn, Arizona.
Yeah, all these teams are legit.
Tennessee.
Buffalo could win the thing for all we know.
Right? Cincinnati, goddamn.
What's this LIL on here? Is that Loyola, Illinois? Yeah, Loyola, Illinois is in there. They're an 11 seed.
seven.
He could win the whole thing for all we know. Nine. Creighton.
There's literally, out of the 15 teams in there,
yeah,
10 of them
could win.
Are legit.
Yeah, no. Oh my goodness. I've never seen a bracket like this ever.
Virginia, Creighton, Kansas State, for sure. Kentucky, Arizona.
Loyola's not bad either.
Miami, Tennessee, Nevada, Texas, Cincinnati.
We're forgetting about Loyola, Illinois over here. They're kind of underrated team, too. I think that's that one I mentioned in our last episode I thought might be a good upset team. Before they put out
they
the brackets.
They pulled it off.
Yeah, it's their first. Oh, wait, that's right. It was their first time in the tournament since 1985. First time in 33 years. They beat DePaul.
That bracket is going to be too hard. I'm going to leave it at to be determined.
I mean,
I'm
going to
let it play its way out because that's kind
of
difficult.
Let me put it this way.
Because I want to say Arizona, too. I want to say Arizona.
Well, yeah, I'll say this much. Illinois, the one team I mentioned, they won their conference tournament 65-49 over Illinois State. 65-49. They might be an underrated team, and they're playing Miami. So that's like that's
Miami's
you're right, like
not
10
bad
teams.
Easy.
Oh my goodness.
Miami plays in the ACC.
What about Buffalo? Davidson.
That means they play with Duke. Fucking who else? North Carolina.
So you're not making.
North Carolina, Duke. I can't even think right now. But even I think.
Are you not making a pick?
On that side?
Yeah.
Oh man. I'm gonna go with.
Yeah.
The,
I want to hear who your pick
I'm
is.
I want to go with a dark horse, and I'm gonna go with. Let me see. Fuck. Holy shit.
I'm locked in with mine already.
Damn.
I'm sticking with my picks, man. Even after all this analysis.
The winner of that Kentucky-Arizona game.
Okay. I can see that.
The winner of that Kentucky-Arizona game gets out of that bracket.
That's if they get that far and don't get upset by some of these underrated teams on there.
Because that's going to be a tough one, man. Because that right there is a very tough game. Kentucky and Arizona. If they beat these guys. So I'm going to go with the winner of Kentucky and Arizona. If they make it to that matchup, the winner between that guy, those two, ends up taking that side.
That's true.
Because if they take out Virginia, because then I don't know, dude. Damn, it's just too hard. 10 teams that are legit out of the 15.
And even the ones that aren't that legit are not that bad either.
No,
like Buffalo.
No scrubs.
Buffalo. Oh, that's another team.
Yeah, so...
Oh my god. All right, let me go with my.
West North Carolina.
Okay.
Midwest is going to be Kansas. East, Villanova. And my South winner is going to be, if they do meet up, the winner between Kentucky and Arizona.
All right. I'm going to go with my picks out right now, and mine are pretty much locked in from our discussions previously. I'm going with Rhode Island in the Midwest. In the West. I am going with Xavier, East, Villanova, and in the South, the bracket of doom, I'm picking Tennessee.
Ooh, wow. I didn't think you were going to go with Tennessee.
Oh, I said that earlier. I'm sticking
with Cincinnati.
Oh, no, I went with Tennessee because they got more offense than Cincinnati. I think that'll do them better going forward.
That is true.
That's the only reason why I went with them. They got the same level of defense, but they got scorers on there. They got this dude named Admiral. Dude's averaging like 16 points a game, and then they got this other dude averaging about 13 points, 14 points a game, plus about 8 rebounds. They got some. Nice. They got some ballers.
And then I was gonna say they got ballers over there.
Oh yeah, I can't believe
I'm Tennessee coming out of the group of death. Wow.
I picked Rhode Island too. What am I thinking, Rhode
Island?
That's
your dark horse.
That's my dark. My dark horses are Tennessee and Rhode Island.
Yeah, that's really a stretch.
Yeah, I like Cincinnati too. And I'm gonna throw out some upset picks too. Oh, man, let's see here.
So have you already filled out all your brackets?
I haven't yet, but I'm just gonna throw out some upset picks. I'm just looking at it right now. Let's see here. I'm gonna go with what is that? Let me look. Okay, let me go for the South bracket first. Upset picks. I'm gonna go with Loyola Illinois over Miami.
Texas. Where is it?
Located? Yeah, South bracket. South bracket. We're doing upset picks right now. My other one in the South is Texas over Nevada. First round upset picks.
The thing is that if they're in the South, I think they would have more of a fan base for Miami, right?
That ain't gonna matter. I don't care about that. It's in Texas. It's in Texas, dude.
But it matters to these players, though. The closer your fan or your family and your fan base are, the more energized you get.
I think
as an athlete.
Well, the other ones are from Chicago, so they're not too far away either. Same region.
No, see the South. South is going to be played in Atlanta.
No. I'm talking about. I'm looking at it right now. It's saying Dallas, Texas, or where those games are at. Atlanta's when they move on to the next round.
Dallas, Texas.
Yep.
Is it?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's just as close to Chicago, where the other team's from, as it is to Miami. Come from north instead of the east. Yeah, I'm going Loyola, Illinois, over Miami, and then who is it? Texas over Nevada.
Texas over Nevada.
Yep. What do you have any upset picks in that bracket? Right.
Yeah, I could go with Kansas State taking out Creighton.
I'm going Creighton on that one. Barely though.
That might go over. And then, Texas taking out Nevada. I don't want UNR to win.
Any others in that first little batch of games?
No, not really, because it's...
Yeah, I agree.
Pretty much a lock.
All right, in the let's go to the East bracket now. The one that's right across from it on here I'm looking at. Let's see, I'm going to go Alabama over Virginia Tech. Let's see. Oh. Is my one big upset. St. Bonaventure over Florida. That's my only two.
Because you think they're going to beat UCLA?
Yep, I think they're going to beat Florida too.
Oh, we didn't talk about the first four.
Oh, we got to do the first four. First four picks for me are Arizona State, St. Bonaventure. Let's see what this one is.
So there's two sets of Texas first Southern. I remember there was only like one set of first
four. Well, there's four games. I'm going Arizona State, St. Bonaventure, Texas Southern, and LIU Brooklyn.
Brooklyn.
Who are you picking?
I'm going to go Brooklyn. Yep. I'm going Brooklyn, UCLA.
Okay.
Texas Southern.
Yep, agreed.
And Syracuse.
Oh, we picked two the same, two different.
Okay, now with the upsets in the East.
Yeah, we're going to the East now.
Oh. I really don't even fucking see any upsets, dude. You said, you also said Cal State Fullerton. God damn, they actually made it to the NCAA. That's funny.
It ain't gonna matter much because the team that beats them is gonna lose to Arkansas in the next round. That's all I got to say about that.
What the fuck is SFA?
Stephen F. Austin.
Oh, they're going to get annihilated. I never even heard of that school.
It's in Texas, and they're playing Texas Tech in Dallas.
That's oh, yeah, back to Dallas that games. Could be good for them. I'm going to go with your pick, but UCLA beating Florida. Because that's the only other one. I don't see Marshall upsetting Wichita State, and I definitely don't see Murray State beating West Virginia.
I was looking at those two, but
and Virginia Tech and Alabama, that's not like it's like a major two upset. Like it's an underdog or whatever. Those are two legit teams, so... Yep. It's not really like an upset. That's just really two legit teams, so I can't pick that.
That's true.
So mine is going to go... I'm going to go with Florida versus UCLA as the upset, and UCLA beat Florida.
Okay, I guess... Yeah, I see.
Even though that's probably not going to happen.
Oh, I'm going with that, except for St. Bonaventure. So we both picked the same one with different teams. Oh man, that's great. Alright, we're going to move out to the West bracket now. See any upsets on there. What is UNCG? What the hell is that? UNC Greensboro. Okay, let's see. I'm going to go with... Man, I don't see any upsets on here except for... we'll go with one.
I don't see any upsets either.
I'm going to pick one.
Providence. Texas A&M and Providence.
Providence. I'm going Providence. That's the only one I could see on there.
Because they're known for doing upsets.
Yep.
Bryce Drew.
Yep.
With that Providence, when Rick Pitino was, when he wasn't lying about knowing. Well, he probably was lying back then too, because he was the coach of Providence back then. Bryce Drew made that shot.
Yep.
And it's actually used as a clip in the NCAA tournament. It's like the montage. But yeah, Rick Pitino was the coach of that shit, trying to lie and say that he didn't know that they were having sex scandals and shit. And yet, he was involved in a sex scandal himself.
Yep.
Go figure. Yeah.
That's like the only one I can see.
I can see that.
That's about it.
The only other upset.
Do you think
it'll be a major upset? It would be Michigan beating North Carolina. Ooh. If Michigan matches up with North Carolina, I want to say Michigan.
But I know we're only talking
about the upset.
I know. We're only talking first round games, though.
I know.
Yeah.
That's the only other one I can see. I don't know, but here's another one. San Diego State.
Yeah, I was about to say. Yeah, that's the only other one I was looking at, too.
I can see San Diego. I see San Diego State winning that.
Yeah, that one I'm like 50-50 on. But yeah,
I can see San Diego State's not been, they've always been good. Not always, but as of lately. From the last 7 years.
Yeah.
They've been good. They've been good. I mean, Kawhi Leonard came from fucking San Diego State. Yeah,
I know.
Who would have thought that?
I could kind of see it, but I think that Providence one's a much more of a lock. But there was another one that
I'm going to go with those two.
No, I'm going to join in. I'm going to go with that too. San Diego State and Providence. I'm gonna go with it. I think
those two.
Yeah, I think Houston's kind of seeded too high. And then in the Midwest brackets, that's the last one.
The easy bracket.
Yeah, I don't see any upsets on there at all. I really don't. I'm not picking any. Zero.
I'm gonna go with North Carolina State. For Seton Hall,
I don't count them nine.
North Carolina State plays in the ACC, and Seton Hall plays in the Big East.
Oh, that ain't no upset. And that's an 8-9. I don't count those ones. I don't count those at all.
Right, that's what I'm saying. That's how I felt about the other one. It's those are just like two good teams. We know they play in good conferences. I'm going to go with Syracuse beats TCU.
I'm going to go full crazy right now. I'm gonna go
with Syracuse beats TCU because I'm a big time Syracuse fan. I'm a Jim Boeheim fan.
Okay. Well, I'm going to pick the biggest upset in the whole damn tournament right now. In Detroit, Michigan.
No way.
Bucknell is going to beat Michigan State.
Oh, hell no.
That would be the greatest thing ever.
Bucknell beats Michigan State.
Oh, there'd be a riot on their hands because it's in Detroit. I want to pick that just so it would happen. I mean, Bucknell beat Colgate to get there.
I can see Michigan State winning that bracket. It's going to be between Michigan State and Kansas, to me.
Yeah.
Rhode Island and Duke, that's going to be a hard one.
I picked Rhode Island to win the whole bracket.
I know, you're going with that.
I'm going full crazy over here. I know, I picked Bucknell, man. Let's see here. Let's see how they did there.
What about New Mexico State?
Bucknell did pretty good against North Carolina. They only lost by 10.
I was going to say, what about Clemson versus New Mexico State.
Nah,
Clemson. New Mexico State has been known to do some upsets.
Bro. Clemson's winning that.
They should.
No hesitation. Clemson's winning that.
Mine's is definitely TCU versus Syracuse, and Syracuse beat them because Syracuse is one of the first four.
And another reason why I just looked it up, I'm sticking my Bucknell pick, and here's why: they have not lost since January 2nd. We've lost one time since January 2nd, one time, in 2 months.
But they play in the Colonial Ivy League or some shit like that.
The Patriot
Colonial
League.
Ivy League.
They're in the Patriot League.
See, I said it the right. Colonial Ivy League.
No, that's
different. It's in that area.
Yeah, it's in the area. All right. Oh, they play in the Army and Navy. They play them. Boston University.
Brown.
Lehigh. No, Brown's not on there. Colgate. Holy Cross.
Holy Cross.
Loyola, Maryland. Yeah,
they don't play any competition, bro. It's not playing fucking in the ACC.
Let's see.
They're playing against Duke and fucking Syracuse and Virginia and all those other teams.
They did play a few of those teams early on in the season.
Because you got to think.
North Carolina didn't beat them by much at the start.
The stacked fucking conference. It's Virginia, North Carolina, Duke, Louisville, when they're not fucking getting indicted by the FBI.
Let me see.
You know what I mean? These guys are and North Carolina State, Clemson.
Rankings mean nothing when this tournament starts up. That's when it just goes full crazy.
No, I'm not saying names. I'm saying conferences. Due to competition level.
Oh, and also here's another thing: they might be let down because of that Michigan loss too. Throwing that out there. Michigan beat them in the conference tournament final. Or whatever. Maybe they might be let down because of that.
Michigan State?
Yeah, might have deflated them. They won like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 in a row. And then boom. Michigan beat them. Momentum deflated. I smell an upset. Big upset. I mean, seriously, they're playing. They're talking about these teams that Michigan State is playing, right? You were just talking about it. We're going to list off some of the teams they played this year.
Michigan State?
You're going to be laughing when you hear some of these names. Yeah, these are some of the teams that Michigan State has played this year. Savannah State.
We only got 4 minutes left.
I know. Savannah State. Cleveland State, Long Beach State, Houston Baptist.
What's up with all these states? I've never heard of this state.
I haven't either. Snoop Dogg went there. Oakland, Southern Utah, Stony Brook, North Florida, DePaul.
Stony Brook? I love Stony Brook. That's my favorite college of all time.
Yeah, they beat them by 18.
I like them because it says Stony Brook.
I get that.
They smoke pot.
They played Houston Baptist, okay.
This is Michigan State?
Yes, that's Michigan State. I think Bucknell had a harder schedule at the start than these guys did.
Jesus.
I mean, Bucknell was all playing state, like North Carolina.
It was Pacific Ocean State and Atlanta State and Stony Brook. Dude, you play Stony Brook?
Yeah. And Houston Baptist. I haven't even heard of Houston Baptist until I saw that.
Stony Brook is in Albany.
I know.
Albany fucking New York.
But yeah, any more upsets other than that one?
Nah, yeah, that's pretty much it.
And then,
for me on that side.
And then we're going to follow up real quick. Take a guess who won the NASCAR race yesterday in Phoenix.
Oh my God. Don't tell me.
Uh-huh.
That some bitch.
Uh-huh. Kevin Harvick. And guess who got second place for the second race in a row? Kyle Busch. It was the same 1-2 weeks in a row.
Jesus Christ, that's fucking cheating, son of a bitch.
But in better news, WrestleMania 34 is getting set up quite nicely. They added some new matches that I'm very excited about, including Charlotte versus Asuka in the biggest women's match ever, according to Nature Boy Ric Flair, because Charlotte Flair's his daughter. And that literally is the biggest women's match ever. It's basically, remember like when Goldberg was undefeated and he fought like Hulk Hogan for the title? Imagine that. But
it went 278-0.
Well, remember when he won the title from Hogan? And he kept the streak going? It's basically like that, but with the women, because Asuka's been undefeated for like 3 years. And then Charlotte's basically like the Hogan.
That's so fucking funny.
And then AJ Styles, best wrestler in the world, is facing Shinsuke Nakamura officially now. And that's the big... They fought one other time and it was fantastic. That was like in Japan. Like 3 years ago.
I think that was the match you've been asking for.
Yep. And then tonight they added the Fabulous Moolah Battle Royal, Women's Battle Royal, the first one ever. And then they got the...
Fabulous Moolah...
Yep, then they got the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. So now they got the Fabulous Moolah and Andre the Giant Battle Royals.
God rest her soul.
And then Brock Lesnar's facing Roman Reigns.
Is she dead? Is she dead?
Yeah, she's dead.
Fabulous Moolah?
Yep. And then they got a match for the Raw Tag Team Championship that they set up tonight with my boys, The Bar, who I was representing. They're facing Braun Strowman. Braun Strowman won a battle royal by himself with no partners against other tag teams. So I don't know if it's going to be 2-on-1 or what, but that's the match. Just throw it up there tonight. So I thought that was pretty amusing. That monster guy that I like so much. So yeah, that's the WrestleMania update.
Nice.
Yeah, anything else you want to talk about? I think that covered it.
No, I mean... We covered the most important thing that's going to be covered by everybody. Yep. The NCAA tournament. We'll leave it for the show. I'll ask you for the show.
Alright.
I was going to ask you how your birthday party was, but...
Yeah, we'll save it for the show.
We don't have that.
You didn't miss out on much. It was rainy, bar hopping. I wasn't too into it.
You know me. I got kids.
And it wasn't too exciting, I'd say.
But I'm only gonna be living like 5 minutes away from you, though. No, yeah. About like 5 to 6 minutes away from where you live.
That's awesome. Right? Yeah.
Where do you live?
Over.
I'd say like five. Twin Lakes.
Yeah.
Like how far away from Twin Lakes are you?
Like 5 to 7 minutes at the most. Well, speaking of, do you have any shout outs you want to give?
Yeah, Micah. Shout out to my family, as you just guys heard me tell my family to stop beating some crazy little ball against the wall. Shout out to you, as always. Shout out to Handsome and Record for always, you know, allowing us to do what we do. Shout out to the fans for always allowing us to do what we do as well. And shout out to the whole entire world. And let's always, like I say, let's always try to be better people.
Yep. And shout out to Bryant Bulldogs 3-28. Yay. Shout out to Rhode Island, Tennessee, Villanova, Xavier. My final four teams. Yeah, shout them out. And shout out to the listeners. We're at 30,000 plays now, so thank y'all. And peace out, peeps. Anything else?
No, not yet. No.
All right. Peace and love, peeps.
That's it.
We're signing out. Keep later, peeps.
Keep the positivity going.
Later.